For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Red Sox have gifted us a much-needed win at Fenway Park. Needed in the worst way possible to keep this season alive. Sox take it 6-3 over the Toronto Blue Jays. The hitting showing itself out at the beginning. Three runs in the first inning. Jarren Duran making some history with his 20th home run of the season, becoming the first player in Major League history to record at least 10 triples, 20 homers, 30 stolen bases, and 40 doubles in a single season. And after he hits that home run in the first inning, you take a big deep breath, and the Red Sox follow suit. Defensively, they played well in this one. Gunned down a couple runners at home plate. We needed to see that from this team to still believe that this group had a chance to make the playoffs. And listen, it's still daunting. 4.5 out of that third wild card spot with 30 games to go and just hoping that the Twins now, that team in the third wild card spot, ultimately implodes down the stretch. And the Twins are trailing the Braves right now. So we'll continue to keep you updated on that score, see if it gets down to four games. And crazier things have happened. I've said this a lot on Red Sox Review. Do I think that this Red Sox team, the way that they have been playing, especially with the errors that they made, the way that they've pitched since the All-Star break, that they are a favorite to make the playoffs? No. And we've talked about Fangraphs playoff odds and all that stuff. They entered today at 14%. But you like to have a team that you root for that has a chance. And that's what we're hoping for. Is it the highest of expectations? No. We hope in years coming up that that is not the case. That we're just hoping that this team can make the playoffs. But it was nice to see them bounce back today. Outside of one error by Tristan Casas, play some clean baseball. And actually, they didn't even give up an error. They first ruled it an E3. Then they changed one thing that they ruled an E3 on, ended up giving it a single. So they didn't make any errors. And they ended up throwing some guys out at the plate. Willy Abreu, Cannon and Wright. Sandon Rafaela. Doesn't matter if he's a shortstop or center field. He's going to be a game changer defensively. And a relay throw from him gets runner out at home plate. And credit the bullpen. They had to cover a lot of ground today, 5 2/3 innings, and they were able to do it. And the season, even if it still seems like a long shot, is still alive. 617-779-7937. We want to hear from you. 617-779-7937. We know you live and breathe with this stuff, even if you're still pessimistic about this team. They did win tonight. You can also text us at 37937. Joe Weil with you. Zach Coe back at WEEI. Let's now hear from Alex Cora what he had to say.
Start from Jarren. Right away.
Yeah, I mean, he had a great game, not only offensively, but defensively. The relay, I think, you know, that kind of changed the game. The third second to get Vladdy, and then the 8-6-2 to get the guy at the plate. Like I've been saying all along, you know, he's one of the best players in the big leagues, man. And every night, you know, you're like in awe of the things that he's doing. And we act surprised, but we should expect this, right? Like that's what he's doing now. And, you know, he set the tempo right away, got a pitch in, hit it hard, and, you know, from there we just kept going.
Is that 2020 has been pretty nice to this stage of his career.
I mean, yeah. It's going to make a lot of money.
This team, the outfield, defense, the relays, all that type of stuff tonight, how good was that to see?
Yeah, it's good. And we talk about the defense today with the guys, you know, like, we have to be precise, we have to be better, you know, and we have conversations. And it's not lack of effort. Sometimes it's probably more, right? Like, we're trying to do too much. And, you know, Willie did an outstanding job getting behind that ball, throwing the ball on the money. Jaron playing the ball perfectly off the wall. And then Rafaela with the cannon to the plate. So it was a good one.
Familiarity with Carlos III playing to it at all?
No, you just got to go. I mean, we expect them to be aggressive.
You talked a little bit pregame about resetting, right? And sort of coming in late and all that stuff, just getting away from how after the game, like just how big they were during, how big do you think that was for you?
No, well, not tomorrow. We'll do it again. But we're in a stretch. We're in a stretch, a tough one, as far as like games and innings and traveling. So, you know, we joke around, like, let's do it that way. But I think it's more about taking care of them. There's nothing wrong with them spending time with their families and have lunch somewhere instead of showing up here at 1 and be here the whole day. You know, we're late in August. They know what they have to do for their routines. And I think it's kind of like a good, kind of like change of pace, right? Like, it's very important, but there's other stuff that is more important probably. And you detach yourself from the game a little bit, and then you come here and you're ready to go.
How big was that Western and Bernardino?
Huge. They have a good lineup. They're very dynamic now. Different lineup like early in the season. You know, they can do a lot of stuff. They're lefties. They hit the ball out of the park, you know, young and more patient. So it's tough to match up, but, you know, Coop got some big outs. The double play by Willie, then we turn another play with Rafaela. That was tremendous, you know. And you know, everybody did their job, and we got the W.
What exactly is going on with Garcia?
It's elbow inflammation. So you know, we'll get more information throughout the night and tomorrow, and we'll see where he at.
Anything on Rafi for tomorrow?
Nothing yet. Probably he'll be off. I mean, last year he was our leadoff guy, and he did an amazing job until he got hurt. Like I said a few weeks ago, the only difference between Jaron now and last year, his slugging percentage was driven by his legs, right? Like the singles, he turned into doubles. Now he's driving the ball, and you know, he's very dynamic. I saw this kid, you know, playing in a foreign country, locked down with no fans and playing hard. And that's when I was like, you know, he gets it. And he actually struggled in Puerto Rico. He hit like 180. But then he played in the playoffs. He did well. He went to the Caribbean Series, played well. And, you know, he's dynamic. He's, like I've been saying all season long, like what Theo tried to do with this game, you know, like being fast and for athletes, he's the perfect guy. And I'm glad that he's our leadoff guy.
All right, so that was Alex Cora talking after the Red Sox won by a score of 6-3 tonight against the Toronto Blue Jays. And that last point really says it all, right? The fact that Jaron Duran is really the poster child for what Theo Epstein wanted for the game of baseball. Balls in play, action on the base paths. You know, you create these bigger bases, the lack of disengagements, or the disengagement rules that you have. And Jaron Duran has been perfect for this model of the sport. And he does everything. Alex Cora talked about it too, his slugging percentage being driven by his legs last year. No, he's popping the ball out of the ballpark this year. He's got 20 home runs. And the coolest thing is now he is in a class of his own. He has done something that no other player in Major League Baseball history has done. The at least 10 triples, 20 homers, 30 stolen bases, and 40 doubles in a season. And yes, it may ultimately get lost in a year in which this team doesn't make the playoffs. But appreciate the historic season that you have in front of you as you're a fan. And He's been great. Obviously, he had that misstep with what he said to the fan, the homophobic slur, which he apologized for, and that's a part of this season. It is. And hopefully, it's a moment of growth for him as he continues to progress as a professional baseball player and as a man. But the season that he's had has been awesome. And he's helped keep this team afloat. We'll see where it ultimately goes. We'll continue to talk about it here on Red Sox Review. And again, we want to hear from you. 617-779-7937. The calls are rolling in. We're going to get to those when we come back. But let's now go to Zach Coe with what's trending on WEI.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now, the Red Sox defeated the Blue Jays 6-3 to snap what was an unofficial five-game losing streak, because yesterday's loss in Game 1 of the doubleheader went back to June 26th. Jaron Duran and Masataka Yoshida got things going for the Sox in the first inning. Duran homered his 20th of the year, then Yoshida added a 2-RBI single. Sox and Jays will continue this series tomorrow when Brian Baio takes the mound opposite Chris Bassitt. Our coverage of that game starts at 6:10 with Joe Weil on the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming, Lou Maloney, and Sean McDonough will have the call of the game on the Shaw's and Star Market WEI Red Sox Radio Network. First pitch at 7:10. Shaw's, perfecting the art of fresh. A little bit of scoreboard watching for it. The Sox, the Royals are in Cleveland taking on the Guardians. They currently lead 2-1. That game is delayed in the fifth inning. While the Twins are hosting the Braves, Twins just tied that one up 4-4 heading into the ninth. Sox currently sit 4.5 games back of the final wild card spot. Roster cutdown day in the NFL. Patriots have solidified their initial 53-man roster. Notable cuts include quarterback Bailey Zappe, offensive lineman Antonio Maffey, and kicker Chad Ryland. My name is Zach Coe. That's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com. More Red Sox Review coming up after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And that 20th home run, a historic home run for Jaron Duran. Jaron Duran, the first player in Major League history now to record at least 10 triples, 20 home runs, 30 stolen bases, and 40 doubles in a season. And that got the Red Sox going offensively. That put them on top 1-0 in the first. And that was the highlight from tonight's Nissan Red Sox postgame show. Hurry in and save big on a new Nissan at the Nissan End of Summer Sales Event. Shop your local Nissan store and NissanUSA.com today. If you missed it, Red Sox won 6-3 tonight against the Blue Jays. The losing streak is over. Now, do the Red Sox pick up any games in the standings? We will have to wait to find out probably by the end of this program. Maybe we'll get that answer before then. But Braves and Twins right now tied at 4 in their game, and it looks like, hopefully I'm not jinxing it, it'll go into extra innings because there's two outs and nobody on in that game in Minnesota. But nice to see this team show some life. It's been a theme all year long where we have counted this team out completely, and then they end up storming back to bring us back in. And we'll see if the Red Sox do that ultimately with more games that they can make up in the standings. The one thing I will say, we're going to hit some calls here in a moment, and if you want to chime in, 617-779-7937. You can also text us at 37937, but the phone number again, 617-779-7937. Zach Coe back at WEI. Joe Weil with you here, still at Fenway Park. The one thing that has been at the back of my mind as it's related to this wild card race is that as much as we've talked about the Royals, the difference in my mind between them and the Twins is that the Royals aggressively added at the trade deadline, whereas the Twins did not. And I've always thought in the back of my mind that the Twins are the team that you're most likely going to have to chase, because I just thought that they would fall back because they've self-imposed their payroll and not adding, you know, some bigger name guys. That's why they didn't do more in free agency in the offseason. And they're the team now you're trying to chase.
To that point,
go ahead, Zach.
They DFA'd their only trade deadline acquisition today.
Yeah, and there you go, right? So I just felt like that was a team that, because of their lack of action, now the Red Sox action at the trade deadline, Zach, I mean, how a little bit of a gut punch that Lucas Sims and Luis Garcia, not that they've been good, but on top of them not being good, now they're on the IL. Like, in terms of the trade deadline moves that this team made, you still have Danny Jansen as an active player, but three of the pitchers that you picked up are all out now.
Yeah, and it's especially tough for Garcia, who was just starting to put it together and finally starting to pitch well. Right. And furthermore, Danny Jansen is hitting like 150 in the month of August, so you're really getting nothing out of any of your deadline additions.
Yeah, and well, again, what the Sox did, I thought the moves, you know, I said here on the Red Sox review show after the trade deadline show, I said C+, B- range, and obviously it's panning out, it is panning out worse than that. Still plenty of time in this season. Not plenty of time, not saying a ton of time, but there is still some time, 30 games left, and we'll see where the Red Sox go from here. But they did win tonight. They stopped the bleeding. Hopefully that can carry over into tomorrow, into Thursday, and they ultimately win this series against the Blue Jays, because they have to now. They have to go on a run to make the playoffs. And as you and I know, Zach, and I think everybody listening knows, to make the wild card and feel comfortable about it, you got to sit somewhere in 88 wins, 89 wins. And so the Sox have some groundwork to do to get to that point, and we'll see if they ultimately can do that. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Liam in Portsmouth. He's been hanging on very patiently. What is going on, Liam?
What's going on, Joe? It's nice to have some optimism back on the air after a few days. Good to have you back. I think we need to see if we can get a string of wins together, obviously, as you've been saying. The key is going to come down to some pitching, as you've stated. Tonight we had our ideal group of pitchers on the mound. And you can't put those guys out every night. You can't put Martin out. Weissart actually pitched well. Bernardino pitched well. You can't do that every night. So now you get into a situation like tomorrow. We've used Chris Martin 2 days in a row. You go into tomorrow, well, if you're in a close situation, can you go to Martin again? You don't want to, you know, he's battled some injuries this year. You don't necessarily want to overuse him. So there is that. The reason we have to stay positive, we have to think last year, we were battling right there around the same amount of games out with the Texas Rangers. And you know what happened with them. They ended up coming forward and winning. But one point I want to close out with is Tyler O'Neill. He is striking out 2 to 3 times a night. And the argument I keep hearing when I bring this up is, well, you want to have the power guy in the middle of the lineup, someone to protect Devers and Costas. He's not doing you anything when he's barely even making contact. You know, I know Ref Snyder had a couple of tough games, but I tell you, Ref Snyder makes contact far more than he strikes out. But we're sitting here, we're letting O'Neill go up in 5, 6, 7 at-bats for him to hit a home run and us to try to forget about everything. We're not. He's striking out in some very key situations tonight. It's whatever. He struck out 3 times, and we still are able to come out with a win. But in these close games, we need him making contact and moving runners, advancing runners at the least, the bare minimum. And we're not getting that right now.
Liam, I appreciate the call. And to your Tyler O'Neill point, so last eight games, I'm just doing the math here, he's had 30 at-bats and he struck out in 17 of them. Not ideal. Now, it's an interesting discussion as it's related to Tyler O'Neill. And the reason I say that is because he, in many ways in my mind, at least this season for him, is sort of symbolic of where most of baseball is at now, right? He's a guy that hits a lot of home runs. He's a guy that, you know, when he's in his hot stretches, he's one of those players that can carry you for a week. I remember on a previous show I compared him to Adam Duvall, and the reason I did that is because if you think of Adam Duvall and remember last year, he would go through stretches where he looked lost at the plate. Then he would go through stretches where he could carry you for a full week because he was red hot. And Tyler O'Neill is very much like that, especially this season. The biggest problem, and Liam brought this up, and I think it's a fair one as it's related to Tyler O'Neill, he just hasn't performed well enough in my mind this year with runners in scoring position. Now, the average is at .241. His slugging percentage is still high. He's at .519, but if you think about, okay, so with men on, he's had 7 of his home runs, and he's hit 23 this year. That means he's hit 16 home runs that have been solo home runs. So you'd like for somebody like him to be a better run producer. But he's been very valuable for this team when he's healthy and good to go. And the hope is you get him right, and then you could have him carry you for a week. And that's honestly where this team is at right now. Like, they could use a red-hot they need red-hot performances now. And as bad as he has maybe been over his last 8 games or in this recent stretch, he's one of those guys, if he turns it around, he's going to be the other side of that spectrum and be the guy that can carry you. He just has to get there. And I think it's a fair point to be frustrated. Rob Refsnyder is a baseball player. We love Rob Refsnyder and what he brings to the plate and that he makes contact more often. And I think in that regard, he's a less frustrating player to watch because there's way less swing and miss. But the upside to it is higher with Tyler O'Neill, which is why he gets the start in a game like this. And that's kind of where I sit with it. I understand the point. I definitely do. But you need Tyler O'Neill right now to kind of flip the switch and get back into that groove where he's carrying, again, being that player that can carry you for a week. The question I have about this lineup right now, and again, we want to hear from you, 617-779-7937. The question I have is that I hope for Rafael Devers, who is not in the lineup today because of shoulder soreness, because of both of his shoulders, that this is a one-day thing and that he's going to actually be okay to come back tomorrow. But Alex Cora opened the door for, hey, if he needs more time, we're going to give him more time. If he misses a lot of games, you were without him tonight, you took care of business, and I think this happens in sports a decent amount, where when the best player or the franchise guy is out, the team collectively can fill that void for a little bit. And actually, it's almost like that mindset of, hey, this guy's out, we all need to step up. And yes, Jarren Duran's been the most valuable player for the Sox this year, but he's still the franchise guy, Rafael Devers. He was out. The Sox offense ultimately delivered without him, but he's a guy you need, obviously, moving forward. 617-779-7937. If you want to criticize this team, you criticize the parts that are right now not sufficient enough, which is the pitching, which both starting and relieving, or the defense. Mostly, and offensively, they're very good. They're very well rounded. They strike out a little bit too much. Yes, that's true. But overall, that part of their game is very good, and it's been consistent pretty much all season long. Where you lose me is when you say that to keep them in line, as if this is a team that needs to be kept in line. Effort is not part of it. It's not. The effort has been there with this team all season long. Lack of execution? Yes. The lack of, when you say veteran leadership, where you lose me on that is the leadership part of it. I don't know if it's necessarily leadership. I think it is the need of to have somebody with, especially on the starting side, guys with track records. And we've hit on that a lot. Like, they've weaved into this territory of all these guys past their inning limits, or not inning limits, but like what they've done in their previous career highs. It would have been nice to have some bankable talent, and that all goes back to the offseason. So that's, again, where you lose me. Leadership, that's not the word. It's more bankable, real track record. Let's go to AJ in Dover before we have to go to a break. What's going on, AJ?
How's it going?
What you got for us tonight, AJ? Yeah. Yes.
Not too much. So how do you feel about the fact that maybe inserting Tyler O'Neill in place of Duvall? I was wondering which one you would rather have in his position. Re-sign him or for the trade, or do you think that maybe with the trade and retaining Duvall instead of Turner, I was wondering how you think this lineup would go with those two right-handed bats instead of just the one, and maybe their deadline moves they could have did. I was telling you earlier that I think that the deadline was a sham and a fake buy. We got pretty much three rental players. Contracts were expired. And then I think Sims got another year of control. It was just a fake buy to placate like us, the super fans. And I think that they could have parted with some of their more higher-ranked prospects and got a deal done. I look at Ephraim. And also, I just...
You know, but
AJ... It goes back to the offseason.
AJ, you do need you do know that Eflin is hurt, though, right?
Yeah, I'm not saying that, but making the move itself, or like I said, in the offseason, doing what Kansas City did, offering Lugo a fair amount of money.
Yeah, no, that
I'm
one.
Not
that...
I'm not with Dave in Florida about Sale because his time was just up, and he probably would have had an honor injury in Boston. I just think that's the right, that's right for him. I'm just unsatisfied with the return because I feel like Atlanta's pitching prospect pool is a lot like higher than their position player pool, and I would have got like a near major league ready player for him in return, eating all that money. I think they could have got a better return, but I'm wondering really about that Duvall versus O'Neill thing because I think that in runners in scoring position, Duvall would have been a much better hitter for us in that regard. But what do you think about getting rid of Meyer while they still can, while his stock is? Because I think they got some big versatility in shortstop and center field with Christian Campbell playing both, Fiala playing both.
He had a home run. And by the way, Christian Campbell, just for the listeners that didn't know, Christian Campbell did hit a home run tonight too. So and he hit one 431 feet. Yeah, I'm a big fan.
I just think that, what do you think about getting rid of Meyer before his stock drops?
Yeah, AJ, I just got to let you go because we got to hit a break here in a moment. Okay, so two quick things and we'll go to the break. The Meyer part of it, I'm not ready to give up on it quite yet. However, if there is a starting pitcher that might be out there that is worth trading away a minor league piece that is truly legitimately worth it, you have to explore it. That's one thing about Meyer. But outside of that, I'm not ready to quit on him yet, the prospect himself. Second quick thing before we go to the break, the Duvall part of the conversation compared to Tyler O'Neill. Adam Duvall has had a really bad year. -1.2 WAR this year, OPS plus of 58. So they moved on from him at the right time, and they got a guy that is a better version of him. And O'Neill, I know we've talked about the strikeouts. He's been a good player, but they need him to turn it around like they do for, a couple different guys on this team to really make a run. They need that hot stretch from Tyler O'Neill coming up. All right, we're going to hit a quick break. We'll come back, wrap things up on Red Sox Review right after this on WEI. All right, back here at Fenway Park, Joe Weil with you. Here on Red Sox Review, Zach Coe back at WEI. Red Sox win today 6-3 against the Toronto Blue Jays, and we thought it would be fun to explore some of the highlights from tonight's game at Fenway Park. Been a little while since the Red Sox have won a game here at Fenway. Nice to see them do that tonight. Snap their four-game slide, technically five if you include the suspended game, but because that game technically counts at June 26th, it was really a four-game losing streak. Doesn't matter. However you want to splice it up, it ended tonight. And it was all, you know, the tone was set in this game in the bottom of the first inning, thanks to a guy that has set the tone really all season long for this team on the field. That's Jarren Duran.
Has 42 doubles to lead the league, and he drives one deep to right. Back by the grandstand, Springer on the go, and it is gone. Where the wall runs out, it dropped into the right field seats, four or five rows back, and Jarren Duran has led off the bottom of the first with a home run, and it's 1-0 Red Sox. There's number 20.
Yeah, number 20, first major league player ever to have 10 triples, at least 10 triples, at least 20 homers, at least 30 stolen bases, and at least 40 doubles in a season. He is in a class of his own. That put the Red Sox ahead 1-0. Later in the inning, they'd set up runners on second and third with two outs for the Macho Man.
At the Lou was there, the Red Sox golf tournament.
Ground ball up the middle. It's going to score two runs. Here comes the first run, Casas. Flo comes in to second right behind him. Abreu, a two-run, two-out hit for Yoshida, and the Red Sox lead it 3-0.
So the Sox had a 3-0 lead after one. Defense would become a big part of this game, and in a positive light for the Red Sox, in the top of the second inning, runner on first, two outs, Will Wagner came to the plate, and the defense came up big time for the Red Sox.
There's a drive hammer to the wall in left center field, crush. No one's going to catch it. It's above the web sign. Lo Profeto at third being waved home. Here comes Rafaela's throw to the plate. He dives, and he's out. What a great relay by Rafaela. Wow, it took a perfect play to get him.
Yeah, both ways.
Yeah, so that ended up keeping it still a scoreless game with the Red Sox ahead 3-0. And the Blue Jays, they would tack on one in the third inning to make it 3-1 on a sacrifice fly. But in the fourth, the Sox would still keep it a 3-1 game thanks to another great defensive play.
Two men in scoring position, top of the order, George Springer for the third time against the righty Weissert, swinging a fly ball along the right field line, not particularly deep. Abreu makes the catch in fair territory, throws to the plate with the runner coming, and he is out. Clement went diving toward the plate, didn't get the plate, but Jansen wasn't able to apply the tag, so they did a little dance right behind home plate. And Jansen was able to tag him out.
So it was still a 3-1 game at that point. An outfield assist for Willier Abreu. And then the Sox would end up adding on some more runs in the fifth inning to ultimately pull away in this one. David Hamilton coming to the plate after two batters before him. Sadon Rafaela with a leadoff double.
Here's a 2-1. Swinging a hard ground ball by the diving second baseman. An RBI single for Hamilton. Rafaela scores. It's 4-1 Boston. He hit it hard.
4-1 the score at that point. Sox would add on some more after that as Tristan Casas delivered an RBI double to make it 5-1, and then Willier Abreu closing it out with a single to make it 6-1, and that would cap the scoring for the Red Sox. They ultimately take this one 6-3 against the Toronto Blue Jays, and the Sox now finally up to 30 wins now in the year, 30-37, 68-64 overall this year, and we'll see how much they can climb further back into the standings. Now, we were keeping an eye on that Braves-Minnesota game, and we're going to duck out here in one moment, but that game went final. Braves win 8-6 over the Twins, so now the Sox four games out with 30 to go. Want to thank Zach Coe. Great work back at WEI. I'm Joe Wiles saying so long. Red Sox 6, Blue Jays 3. Thanks for listening to Red Sox Review on WEI.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Horse rat pick number one.
number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.